Okay, today we're going to talk about Zmiros. Someone asked, there were two questions on the list, one about Zmiros in general, and one about saying Hashem's name during Zmiros. So maybe we'll try to get both in one shiur. In the Kamotzei Shalal Rav Bencher, they put out a Bencher several years ago, in the Kamotzei Shalal Rav series, so he quotes a whole bunch of sources to strongly suggest the value of singing Zmiros on Shabbos. In Sefer Chassidim, Simen Tav Tes, and Simen Tav Tav Shin Mem Zayin, he says, Minhag Yisrael Lomar Shiros V'Tishpachos B'Shabbos, it's a Minhag Yisrael to sing Shiros and Tishpachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos, Tichsiv, V'Yivarech Elokim Es Yom HaShvi'i, V'Ein Yodim Ba'me Birchu. We don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevarech Yom HaShvi'i with. Elamasha Amar Iyov B'Klala, Yesh Lasos V'Hepach. So how do we know how to define Bracha? Well, we look for the definition of Klala, and we do the exact opposite. So how does Iyov define Klala? So he says, Lo Savo Bo Rinana. There should be no singing and rejoicing. So if Klala is no singing and rejoicing, then Bracha is, yes, singing and rejoicing. And that's why in Shabbos, we sing Zmiros. Also, in the Medrash and Shir Shirim Perches, Baruch Dodi Shekein Darkam Shal Yisrael K'shein Ochlin V'shos L'smechim, Oskin b'shiros v'sishbachos. The Medrash says that when Klal Yisrael eats and drinks and celebrates, we are osek. It's appropriate in festive meals to have shiros v'tishbachos, so songs of praise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal and Megillah and Masechus Megillah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Sort of they paraphrase that. They just take out one word. They say Yom Hashvi'i Shabbos Hayah She Yisrael Ochlin v'Shosin U'Maschilin B'Divrei Torah U'B'Divrei Tishbachos. These out the word shiros. Strange, but the Gemara also at least expresses the idea that there should be Divrei Tishbachos at Su'udos on Shabbos. Also, the Zohar in Parshas Ekev, Reish Ayin Beis Amud Beis, writes, the Zmiros is one of the Asara Devarim that a person needs to do at a Su'uda on Shabbos, so Zmiros is very well sourced. Now, what about the particular Zmiros that we have in our benchers? So, they were written by different Paitanim throughout the ages. So, in the Kamotzei Shalal Rav Bencher, he quotes from the Yismach Moshe and Parshas Zos HaBracha that those Zmiros that became widespread were all said Baruch HaKodesh. And it's like a Kodesh Baruch HaPaskin, that those are the appropriate Zmiros that we should sing. In the Sefer HaManig in Hilchos Shabbos and the Maril in Hilchos Shabbos and the Or Zeruya Chelik Beis Siman Sadi Hei, they all speak about singing Zmiros on Shabbos and about the greatness of those Zmiros that are popular to sing on Shabbos. And it's considered to be something that raises a person into a different realm, into a different world. Singing Zmiros on Shabbos, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Siddur Yaibitz, in the Hakdama to Zmiros on Lel Shabbos, he writes, Kol divrei Zmiros l'Shabbos l'kuchim b'psukei Tanach v'alachas v'agadlos v'shas v'zor v'midrashim. The Zmiros that we have in our benches on Shabbos are all taken from very holy sources, meaning Shabbos that relate to Shabbos, v'ha'omram mevi tova li'olam. And if you say them, then that brings goodness into the world. Vashem davakbo, and Hashem will connect to you. Umakshiv l'kolo, and He will listen to your voice. Umisratzu mekayim ha'olam shelo yechrav, and it will make God keep the world around and not destroy it. Some very, very strong words about singing Zmiros. Vishabasu eis hazamir l'Hashem, it's the day of song for God, and that's what we're supposed to do. That's why we should sing Zmiros on Shabbos. It's well known, the Maisa that they say with Rav Shach, again, it's a little bit of a, I don't know, it's a troubling Maisa in some level, but Rav Shach has a son, Professor Ephraim Shach, who I think is a regular Dati Lumi guy, lives in Katamon, and they say Rav Shach obviously was, that's not what he had dreamed his son would become. So the story goes that he was talking to the Stipler once, and the Stipler, and they were speaking about their children, and Rav Shach remarked something like, or different versions of the story, who said to who, but let's say it was Rav Shach who said, my son, you have a Rav Chaim Kanievsky as a son because you sang Zmiros at your Shabbos table. I was busy reading Rambams at my Shabbos table and we never sang Zmiros, so my child didn't see the beauty of my way of Judaism, so therefore he chose his own path. Now, whether you like the story or not, I happen to not like that story, but whatever, whether you like the story or not, the idea of giving an experience of Judaism, using the Shabbos table as a time to give the experience of Judaism, and giving a geschmack, and having it be an enjoyable time that the whole family can enjoy together, is certainly very critical in terms of raising doros of Shomrei Torah Mitzvos who are in love with Judaism. Now, having said that, in Nefesh HaRav on page Kuf Samach, the first of the three volumes, right? Nefesh HaRav, not Pnimei HaRav, not Divrei HaRav. In Nefesh HaRav, it says that the Rav never saying Zmiros and Shabbos, and his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, perhaps not so surprising, the Briskers, they weren't so into singing Zmiros and Shabbos, they didn't sing Zmiros. It tells a cute story that the Rav was by one of his grandchildren, one of the Tversky's once, and the grandchildren were saying, you have to sing Zmiros, because they descend from the Hasidic Rebbe, so you have to sing Zmiros. So he started to sing one of the Zmiros, and then they got all mad at him, because he didn't know how to sing it, he was singing it all wrong, he didn't know any of the tunes. Strangely, in the very next paragraph in Nefesh HaRav, it says, Shamanu mirabenu shemin hago shal aviv agor Rav Moshe Soloveitchik zal haya shekshaya omer zmiros b'shabes shal b'tayas ha-shemos. That I heard from Rav Soloveitchik, he says, that when his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, would sing zmiros, he wouldn't say the shemos Hashem in the zmiros. The previous paragraph said that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and the Rav never sang zmiros. Next paragraph says when they sang Zmiros, they wouldn't say the Shem Hashem. So either when they sang it when they were by the Mechutanim, by the Tverskis, they wouldn't say the Shem Hashem. Or, you have to be medayik in the words, I don't know, I have to ask Rav Shachter about this. Kshakshaya Omer had Zmiros B'Shabbos. Hard to imagine that they wouldn't sing the Zmiros, they would just say, Baruch Eloyin, you know, they just like read through. It's like sometimes, yeah, you know, if you ever been at a real Litvish minyan for Kabbalah Shabbos, you know, at a yeshiva, Litvish yeshiva, when I was at the Kotel a couple of weeks ago, I picked the one minyan that Lichadodi goes, Lichadodi Likras Kalibin Shabbos Nikabelo. You know, so that's how they did the whole entire Lichadodi. So that's, but he says that he wouldn't say the Shem Hashem during the Zmiros. Now, what's that based on? What's the issue? So Rav Shechter points out in the parentheses over there that really it's mutter to say the Shem Hashem during the Zmiros. What it's based on is the following. There's a Ramah in Hilchos Birchos HaMazon, in Siman Kuf Pei Ches, where the Ramah writes that when he discusses if you forget Ala Nisim, how in benching, if you forget Ala Nisim, you just add it into a Harachaman later on, and he discusses, why don't we do the same thing for Yalav Yavel? So he says, Mikol Makom, Yesh La'omro B'toch Shar HaRachaman, Kamosh Nizbar La'el, Sof Sim Kope Zayin Gabe Ala Nisim. It could be that you are supposed to throw it into a Harachaman, throw Yalav Yavel into a Harachaman the same way you would do with Ala Nisim. V'ula Yesh L'chalik, but maybe it's different. Ki B'Yalav Yavel Yesh Ras Karas Shemos, Ve'ein La'omro L'vatala K'nir L'vchei Noagin. Says, maybe it's different because Yalav Yavo has Shemos Hashem, and you don't want to say it outside the context of a bracha. Shemos Hashem, just stomp to say, you shouldn't do. But Ala Nisim doesn't have Shemos Hashem, so it's no problem. So that you could say outside the context of a bracha in Harachamans. That's the that's what the Ramah says. So says the Bir Alacha, Ayin Magnav Ram Shetam Alzeh, Dechi Asu Lomar Tachnunim Sheish Ben Askara Shemos. Bir Alacha says, what are you talking about? You're saying praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who says that you're not allowed to say the Shemos Hashem when you're saying actual praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're not just stam saying Shemos Hashem levatala. Well, who says it has to be in the context of a bracha? He says, no, the Yalav Yavo issue is a different issue. He says, it could be Yalav Yavo is different because Shekavanasa bozeh lotzei sidei chiyuv bracha. With Yalav Yavo, you're trying to be yotzei the chiyuv of a bracha. So that's what you can't do outside the context of a bracha. But Shemos Hashem, that can be outside of the context of a bracha. So Rav Shechter just points out, what you see from there is that Shemos Hashem, according to the Bir Alacha and the Magen Avraham, and the way we would seem to paskin against the Ramah, as long as your kavana is to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no problem with saying Shemos Hashem. So Baruch Kel Elyon, where we constantly say the Shem Hashem every time we go through the chorus or whatever, so that would seem to be totally fine according to this Bir Alacha. So Rav Shechter writes that he doesn't see what the problem would be in terms of the Shemos Hashem. Now, in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, in Reish Tezvav, Os Yud Ches, he writes, Lahazkir Shem Shemayim L'Meshorim L'Bali Negina Derech Neginasim Yesh Limana. That to sing with the Shem Shemayim is no good, but he goes on to say, but not for Shabbos Miros. Shabbos Miros is fine. What's it all based on? Why is singing with the Shem Hashem and singing with Psukim no good, but Shabbos Miros is okay? So there happens to be, there's a lot of literature on singing Psukim. It's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Aleph Amin Aleph, where the Gemara says, Kol HaKori Pasuk B'Beis HaMishtaos below Zmano may be ra'ali olam, that someone who says a pasuk in the Beis HaMishtaos, they sing and celebrate with a pasuk, and when it's not the zman for it, is may be ra'ali olam. The Marsha explains, Mishtaos means simchos shel reshus. That's what it means. But if you're involved in a simple shal mitzvah or a sudas mitzvah, so then it's very appropriate to sing shiros v'tishbachos with the Shem Hashem. That's totally fine. Not only that, even in greetings, Sfardim are very makel in greetings. Then when they greet somebody, they say Baruch Hashem, or to say Toda Lekel, they would say Toda Lekel with the Shem Hashem. So as long as you really have kavana, that's all discussion. Can you say thank God? How you doing? Thank God. So is that like if you hold God as one of the Shemos Hashem that you're not supposed to just say? So can you say such a thing? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Rabbeinu says, of course you should have Shem Shemayim Shagar Al Piv to actually thank God to have kavana to the Ribbono Shlom. I don't know if he would say to use the Shem Hashem actually, but certainly in the context of Zemiros it would seem Me'ikar Adin it's completely permissible. Nevertheless, Rav Shachter quoted that Rav Soloveitchik didn't do it, and apparently there were some people that were makbid not to do it. I saw when I was doing research, I googled the issue, and I saw that there was a post from someone I've had some correspondence with, Rabbi Ari Enkin, on the Hirurim blog, where he said that he was very into the idea that you should say the Shem Hashem. There's no reason to get upset when people say the Shem Hashem during Zemiros. And he says that Rabbi Yehuda Herzl Henkin, the Tshuvas B'nai Banim, agreed with him. And he says that Rabbi Michael Broy tells me that Rabbi J.B. Soloveitchik ruled likewise. So I don't know. We have conflicting reports of what the Rav did. Rabbi Broid said that he said that you're allowed to say the Shem Hashem, but Rav Shachter writes in Nefesh HaRav that Rav Soloveitchik himself didn't say it. Maybe he held you're allowed to do it, but as he was knowing l'chumra for himself not to say the Shem Hashem. But the ikar is, we should just keep in mind that singing Zemiros, and if it's not going to be through Zemiros, to just have a proper Shabbos table where there is a sense of the warmth of Yiddishkeit is certainly something that's very critical in whatever way we can do it. Some of us are tone deaf. Me personally, my whole family, we're all tone deaf. So Zemiro sometimes is a bit of a rough go, but something. You have to do something to make it a geschmack about Yiddishkeit. Sometimes people think if you speak Lashon Hara for 99% of the time, it's okay as long as you sing a Zemer at the end and say a Dvar Torah. Then it's matir everything. The idea is to uplift the Suda Shabbos, and that's something that we should keep in mind. Zemiros are sometimes easier than Divrei Torah because you have people of different ages that Divrei Torah is not always going to be understood by everybody at the same level. But Zemiros is more of a shavu l'kol nefesh kind of thing. So just on a practical level, it seems that it's a very useful thing to do in order to appreciate the warmth of Judaism.